This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M,
everything Limestone Coast.
Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. South Aussies are waking towards another step towards COVID normality this morning with more restrictions relaxed. Today, we can once again stand up while having a drink in a pub. We can also have house gatherings of up to 50 people and gyms can open with 50% capacity. QR codes will be mandatory, though, in all shops out of an abundance of caution. The easing comes with the state going 15 days in a row with no new cases. Police are investigating the tragic passing of a 17-year-old girl. The southeast local crashed her motorbike on Saturday at Woolsley near Bordertown. The girl is the 18th motorbike rider killed on South Australian roads in 2020. Plenty of us will be travelling for the summer holidays, but the state governments are calling for us to do our part for pest control. Primary Industries Minister David Basham says there's still stringent border guidelines in place for the Queensland fruit fly.
It's great that we've got an opportunity to remind people about coming into South Australia over the fruit fly. Zero tolerance, making sure people don't bring fruit into South Australia over these school holidays.
Mount Gambier's Commerce Arcade has received a facelift thanks to the work of artist Scott Coleman. Otherwise known as KAB 1010, Scott has transformed a 20-metre space with a new mural inspired by the colours of the Blue Lake. The works have been funded under the City of Mount Gambier's Creative Arts Program. To sport now, and the Kalangadoo Football Netball Club has confirmed a changing of the guard with committee member Reece Carlson named president. He's taking over from the long-serving Adam Box, who's stepping back to give someone else a shot. He'll still remain active at the club, though. And to the community switch, Limestone Coast locals being reminded to stay safe on the roads this summer. The MFS have launched the Road Awareness Program, officers calling for us to wear seatbelts, don't distract the driver, and speak up when you see bad driver behaviour. This year, 11 people aged 16 to 19 years old have sadly died on SA roads.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.